The Luminous 100, Executive Presence Cultivation by Emmanuel Santa Anna. Luminous Prosperity. The book title, Voice, Emmanuel, generated from the prompt, Executive Presence Cultivation.
Contents.
1. A Chapter 1 Title. 2. Chapter 2 Title. 3. Chapter 3 Title. 4. A Chapter 4 Title. 5. Chapter 5 Title. 6. Chapter 6 Title. 7. A Chapter 7 Title. Chapter 1. The Water of Presence. Lila as the Hidden Engine. 1. Tuning Fork. Haiku. Winter Moon Cold. A Single Breath Warms the Universe. Divine Play Begins.
Good.
Reality is not made. It is allowed. 2. Parable. The River's Dance. A river did not carve its path by willing itself deeper or wider. It did so by dancing, alternating between stillness and flow, erosion and surrender. To the stone it encountered, the river was neither kind nor unkind. It simply was moving through resistance as if resistance were an invitation to new forms. One day, a human watched the river and wondered why it never strained. Do you not tire? They asked it. The river replied, if rivers can reply, I am not doing this. I am being done by something larger than me. And so it continued, carving canyons not through effort, but through play, a place so deep that the stone itself became part of the dance. 3. Structure and technique. Practices that scale with Lila. Lila is not a technique to be mastered. It is a terrain to be traversed. Yet, like any terrain, certain practices can attune us to its rhythms without forcing compliance. Accessible, playful noticing. Each day, spend 5 minutes noting moments where you felt effortless creativity, synchronicities, sudden insights, or laughter that arose unbidden. Ask, where did this come from? Not I, but something vaster.
Deepening.
Aperture clearing meditation. Find a place where your attention feels blocked, e.g., fear of failure, rigid self-image. Sit with it for 10 minutes, imagining it as a closed aperture in a window. Breathe into it not to remove the blockage, but to see it as part of the system, like the stone learning to dance with the river. Advanced. Design as play. Take a routine task, e.g., planning your week, and redesign it as an emergent system. Do not outline steps. Instead, set loose boundaries and observe how patterns form. Ask, what is arising here that I did not intend? 4. Luminous definition. Luminous definition, Lila. Lila, the divine play that underlies evolutionary intelligence, the third factor in emergent systems where form dissolves into formlessness and healing becomes a property of reality rather than an act of will. 5. Three appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your life have you seen intelligence emerge not from effort, but from play? 2. Middle searing. What apertures have you closed that would allow Lila to flow more freely through you? 3. End. How might you realign your attention today to see the world as a living system of divine play? 6. The body, Lila, healing, and the mechanics of emergence. Lila is the water in which all things swim, the hidden mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. It is not the act of manifesting, but the medium in which manifestation occurs. Every tradition speaks to it in its own language. The Tao's Wu Wei, the Buddhist Shunyata, emptiness, even the scientific concepts of self-organization and dissipative structures, citation needed, Prigogine or complexity science. Healing, in this framework, is not something you do to yourself. It is a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures, like light passing through stained glass, coloring the world without being forced by the glass. The self, with its rigid boundaries and stories, is often the obstacle. But when those boundaries loosen, when you see yourself as part of a larger dance rather than its choreographer, healing arises effortlessly. This is where executive presence cultivation intersects with Lila. Presence is not about control. It is about alignment, aligning with the playfulness inherent in complex systems. When you step into a room, do you impose your agenda, or do you allow the system, people, energy, context, to shape itself through you? Lila favors the latter. Complexity science gives us the map. Self-organization, how order emerges without central direction. Dissipative structures, systems that maintain themselves by dissipating energy in specific ways, e.g., hurricanes, life. Autopoiesis, the ability of systems to self-create and self-maintain. Lila is the play within these processes, the third factor beyond structure and chaos. It is the reason why some people or organizations feel like they are in the flow while others struggle against reality's currents. To cultivate executive presence, then, is to learn how to swim in this water, to clear your apertures so that Lila can move through you, healing what needs healing without your having to will it into being. 7 second sentences. 1. Play is the language of emergence. 2. Healing is not done, it is allowed. 3. The universe favors those who favor play. 4. Clarity comes from dissolving, not forcing. 5. Lila sees no boundary between cosmic and trivial. 6. Evolution is not a climb, it is a dance. 7. The self is the obstacle to healing. 8. 3 exercises. 1. Playful noticing, accessible. Spend 5 minutes daily noting moments of effortless creativity or synchronicity. Ask, where did this come from? Let your mind rest on the answer. 2. Aperture clearing meditation, deepening. Lila in motion, the dance of evolutionary intelligence. 1. Tuning fork. Haiku. Autumn wind whispers. The leaf dances without fear, teaching the tree to fly.
Guok.
The serious work of play is called civilization. Friedrich Nietzsche, the gay science. 2. Parable. The master's bow. In a far-off land, there lived a master archer named Kai. He was renowned for his precision and discipline, but one day, he met a wandering musician who played a single string with such effortless grace that Kai felt something shift in him. Curious, Kai asked the musician how he achieved such mastery. The musician smiled and said, I do not aim to master the instrument. I let it play through me, as water flows around a stone. There is no fear of missing the mark, for the arrow has already found its path. Kai spent years trying to understand this. He practiced with the bow, but he no longer aimed at targets. Instead, he danced with the wood and string, feeling the tension and release, the pull and the let go. Soon, his arrows flew farther than ever, not because he willed it, but because he had surrendered to the rhythm of the wind. One day, a student asked Kai how he had achieved such skill. He replied, I did not learn to shoot an arrow. I learned to dance with the bow. 3. Structure and technique. Clearing apertures for play. Micro practices. 1. Playful problem solving daily. Choose one mundane task, e.g., organizing your desk, writing an email. Approach it as if you were a child discovering it for the first time. Ask, how would I do this if I weren't afraid of getting it wrong? Set a timer for 5 minutes and experiment with different ways to complete the task. 2. Breath of Lila weekly. Find a quiet space. Breathe deeply, inhaling for 4 counts, holding for 4, exhaling for 6. On the exhale, imagine releasing tension or resistance. On the inhale, invite playfulness. Imagine yourself as a leaf on the wind or a wave in the ocean. Practice for 3 minutes daily, increasing to 10 minutes over time. 3. Journal of Curiosity monthly. Write one question that intrigues you about your work, relationships, or challenges. For example, where do I unconsciously restrict my own growth? Revisit this journal entry monthly and explore new angles without judgment. Scaling over time. Start with 5 minutes of playful problem solving daily. Progress to 10-minute sessions of the breath practice, integrating movement, e.g., stretching, or dancing. Deepen the journal practice by exploring 3 questions per month, each more complex than the last. 4. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Evolutionary play. The spontaneous, joyful engagement with complexity that arises from aligning with the natural rhythms of innovation and learning. It is the state where problem-solving, creativity, and healing emerge effortlessly, as if guided by an invisible hand. Unlike rigid play or forced creativity, evolutionary play is rooted in curiosity and the willingness to explore without attachment to outcomes. 5. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your life do you experience moments of effortless flow, the kind that makes time disappear? 2. Middle searing. What fears or rigid structures are you holding that prevent you from dancing with Lila, even when you know it's where true innovation and healing reside? 3. End. How can you invite more play into your work and life today, not as escapism, but as the very soil in which growth takes root? 6. The body. Aligning with Lila. Lila is not just a concept. It is the living water in which all systems swim. It is the third factor in emergent intelligence, neither force nor will, but the playful dance between structure and chaos that gives rise to innovation, healing, and what others call the law of attraction. The mechanism behind attraction. Traditionally, the law of attraction is framed as a mental technique or a spiritual power, but Lila reveals it as a property of reality itself. When apertures, openings in our being, are cleared, we align with this playful intelligence. Healing, creativity, and executive presence are not acts of the self, but expressions of a larger, evolving system. Why play matters? Play is how complexity learns. It is the way dissipative structures, like tornadoes or cultures, emerge from chaos. It is autopoiesis, the process by which systems create themselves through playful interaction with their environment. When we resist this play, we fight against the grain of reality. When we surrender to it, we flow with it. Executive presence as playful mastery. Executive presence is often associated with control, confidence, and command. But true presence arises when one masters not just the tools of leadership, but the art of play within complexity. It is the ability to navigate ambiguity without fear, to innovate without rigidity, and to lead without domination. Healing as a property of reality. Healing is not an act performed by the self. It is what happens when apertures are cleared. When we stop trying to fix or achieve, we open to the healing that moves through us like water through a stone. Every tradition, from mysticism to modern science, is a mirror reflecting this truth. Aligning with real complexity science. Self-organization. Systems organize themselves when given space to play. Dissipative structures. Order emerges from chaos through playful interaction, e.g., crystals forming in water. Autopoiesis. Systems create themselves by engaging with their environment in a self-sustaining dance. Attractors. Points of stability that emerge not through force, but through playful exploration. To align with Lila is to become a node in this vast, intelligent system. It is to understand that executive presence is not about standing still, but about dancing at the edge of chaos, where structure and play meet. 7 7-7 second sentences. 1. Play is the language evolution speaks. 2. Healing swims where play flows. 3. Executive presence is not control. It's the art of surrendering to motion. 4. Lila laughs at our rigidity. 5. The cleared aperture is where divine play enters. 6. You are not separate from the system. You are its playful expression. 7. Healing is not an act. It's a property of reality when we stop fighting it. 8. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. Playful breathing, beginner. Practice. Sit comfortably. Inhale deeply, imagining you are drawing in curiosity and playfulness. Exhale, imagining you are releasing tension or resistance. On the next inhale, Imagine yourself as a leaf on the wind, light, fluid, without effort. Repeat for 3 minutes daily. 2. Deepening. The mirror of play, intermediate. Practice. Choose a task you usually approach with seriousness, e.g., writing a report, solving a problem. Before starting, ask yourself, how would I do this if I weren't afraid of getting it wrong? Work on the task for 15 minutes, fully embracing curiosity and experimentation. Afterward, reflect. Where did you feel most alive or playful? What resisted this approach? 3. Advanced, the group play lab advanced. Practice. Gather a small group, 3 to 5 people. Choose a complex challenge, e.g., designing a new product, solving an organizational issue. Divide into 2 phases. 1. Phase 1, 20 minutes work individually or in pairs with complete seriousness. No play allowed. 2. Phase 2, 20 minutes switch roles and approach the same challenge with full permission to play, e.g., drawing, acting, using humor. Compare outcomes. Reflect. Which phase produced more innovative or effective solutions? What did you learn about your relationship to rigidity versus play? 9. Citations. Nietzsche's quote on play is attributed to the Gay Science, 1882. Citation needed. Verify exact phrasing or source for the serious work of play. The concepts of self-organization, dissipative structures, and autopoiesis come from
Prigogine, E. Osteingesch, E. 1984.
Order out of chaos, man's new dialogue with nature.
Maturana, H. Evarla, F. 1987.
The tree of knowledge, the biological roots of human understanding. For the aperture's metaphor, further exploration is needed to source this from a specific tradition or thinker. Citation needed. Apertures as cleared openings for healing or intelligence. This chapter stands alone as a complete exploration of Lila, divine play, as the mechanism behind evolutionary intelligence and executive presence. It also serves as part of a larger book, building on the foundations laid in Chapter 1 while offering practical tools to deepen understanding. The structure moves from tuning, haiku plus quote, through parable, technique, definition, reflection questions, core teaching, aphorisms, exercises, and citations, all centered on Lila and its implications for executive presence cultivation. Okay, I'm writing Chapter 2 for a book titled something like Executive Presence Cultivation. The chapter's title needs to reflect its content, which is about Lila, divine play, as the fun within evolutionary intelligence and the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. First, let's brainstorm a suitable title for this chapter. It should encapsulate the essence of Lila, play, evolutionary intelligence, and perhaps hint at the transformative journey or executive presence. Maybe something like Dancing with Lila, the play of evolutionary intelligence, or Lila's tapestry, weaving play into executive presence. I think I'll go with Lila in motion, the dance of evolutionary intelligence, because it suggests movement, playfulness, and the dynamic interplay between intelligence and evolution. Now, let's outline each section based on the given structure. 1. Tuning fork, a haiku about life and uplifting energy, followed by a profound quote attributed to someone relevant. Haiku. Maybe something about the wind or waves, symbolizing flow and movement. Quote. Perhaps from a philosopher or a scientist who talks about play or complexity, like Friedrich Nietzsche, God is a great playman, or someone from chaos theory. 2. Parable, a story that embodies the teaching without stating it outright. Maybe a story about a dancer or a musician who discovers something profound through their craft. Idea, a master musician who, in learning to play an instrument, realizes that the true joy comes not from mastery, but from the play itself. 3. Structure and technique, simple practices that scale over time, perhaps related to mindfulness or creative exercises that cultivate this playful intelligence. Example, daily micro-practices like playful problem-solving or journaling with questions that invite curiosity and exploration. 4. Luminous definition, A gold box definition of a key term. Maybe playful intelligence or evolutionary play. Example, luminous definition, evolutionary play, the spontaneous, joyful engagement with complexity that drives innovation and learning. 5. Three appreciative questions. Start. Something to set the tone, like where in your life do you experience the deepest flow? Middle, searing a challenging one, perhaps what fears or rigid structures are you holding that prevent you from dancing with Lila? And an uplifting one, like how can you invite more play into your work and life today? 6. The body. The core teaching about Lila, centered on divine play as the mechanism behind attraction and healing. Focus on how aligning with this playful intelligence can transform executive presence. 7. 7 7-second sentences, 7 aphorisms that capture the essence of the chapter in short, punchy statements. Example, play is the language of evolution. Or, healing swims where play flows. 8. 3 exercises. Accessible, a simple mindfulness or breathwork exercise that invites playfulness, e.g., play with your breathing. Inhale deeply, exhale with a laugh. Deepening, something more involved, like a reflective writing prompt or a movement-based practice. Advanced, a complex integration, perhaps involving group dynamics or a multi-step creative challenge. 9. Citations, attribute quotes and ideas properly, marking where sources are needed, but not fabricated. Let me start drafting each section one by one. 1. Tuning fork. Haiku. Autumn wind whispers. The leaf dances without fear, teaching the tree to fly.
Good.
The serious work of play is called civilization. Friedrich Nietzsche, the gay science. 2. Parable. The master's bow. In a far-off land, there lived a master archer named Kai. He was renowned for his precision and discipline, but one day, he met a wandering musician who played a single string with such effortless grace that Kai felt something shift in him. Curious, Kai asked the musician how he achieved such mastery. The musician smiled and said, "I do not aim to master the instrument. I let it play through me, as water flows around a stone. There is no fear of missing the mark, for the arrow has already found its path." Kai spent years trying to understand this. He practiced with the bow, but he no longer aimed at targets. Instead, he danced with the wood and string, feeling the tension and release, the pull and the let go. Soon, his arrows flew farther than ever, not because he willed it, but because he had surrendered to the rhythm of the wind. One day, a student asked Kai how he had achieved such skill. He replied, "I did not learn to shoot an arrow. I learned to dance with the bow." 3. Structure and technique. Clearing apertures for play. Micro practices. 1. Playful problem solving daily. Choose one mundane task, e.g., organizing your desk, writing an email. Approach it as if you were a child discovering it for the first time. Ask, "How would I do this if I weren't afraid of getting it wrong?" Set a timer for 5 minutes and experiment with different ways to complete the task. 2. Breath of Lila weekly. Find a quiet space. Breathe deeply, inhaling for 4 counts, holding for 4, exhaling for 6. On the exhale, imagine releasing tension or resistance. On the inhale, invite playfulness. Imagine yourself as a leaf on the wind or a wave in the ocean. Practice for 3 minutes daily, increasing to 10 minutes over time. 3. Journal of Curiosity monthly. Write one question that intrigues you about your work, relationships, or challenges. For example, where do I unconsciously restrict my own growth? Revisit this journal entry monthly and explore new angles without judgment. Scaling over time. Start with 5 minutes of playful problem solving daily. Progress to 10-minute sessions of the breath practice, integrating movement, e.g., stretching or dancing. Deepen the journal practice by exploring 3 questions per month, each more complex than the last. 4. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Evolutionary play. the spontaneous, joyful engagement with complexity that arises from aligning with the natural rhythms of innovation and learning. It is the state where problem-solving, creativity, and healing emerge effortlessly, as if guided by an invisible hand. Unlike rigid play or forced creativity, evolutionary play is rooted in curiosity and the willingness to explore without attachment to outcomes. 5. Three appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your life do you experience moments of effortless flow, the kind that makes time disappear? 2. Middle searing. What fears or rigid structures are you holding that prevent you from dancing with Lila, even when you know it's where true innovation and healing reside? 3. End. How can you invite more play into your work and life today, not as escapism, but as the very soil in which growth takes root? 6. The body. Aligning with Lila. Lila is not just a concept. It is the living water in which all systems swim. It is the third factor in emergent intelligence, neither force nor will, but the playful dance between structure and chaos that gives rise to innovation, healing, and what others call the law of attraction. The mechanism behind attraction. Traditionally, the law of attraction is framed as a mental technique or a spiritual power, but Lila reveals it as a property of reality itself. When apertures, openings in our being, are cleared, we align with this playful intelligence. Healing, creativity, and executive presence are not acts of the self, but expressions of a larger, evolving system. Why play matters. Play is how complexity learns. It is the way dissipative structures, like tornadoes or cultures, emerge from chaos. It is autopoiesis, the process by which systems create themselves through playful interaction with their environment. When we resist this play, we fight against the grain of reality. When we surrender to it, we flow with it. Executive presence as playful mastery. Executive presence is often associated with control, confidence, and command. But true presence arises when one masters not just the tools of leadership, but the art of play within complexity. It is the ability to navigate ambiguity without fear, to innovate without rigidity, and to lead without domination. Healing as a property of reality. Healing is not an act performed by the self. It is what happens when apertures are cleared. When we stop trying to fix or achieve, we open to the healing that moves through us like water through a stone. Every tradition, from mysticism to modern science, is a mirror reflecting this truth. Aligning with real complexity science. Self-organization. Systems organize themselves when given space to play. Dissipative structures. Order emerges from chaos through playful interaction, e.g., crystals forming in water. Autopoiesis. Systems create themselves by engaging with their environment in a self-sustaining dance. Attractors. Points of stability that emerge not through force, but through playful exploration. To align with Lila is to become a node in this vast, intelligent system. It is to understand that executive presence is not about standing still, but about dancing at the edge of chaos, where structure and play meet. 7. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Play is the language evolution speaks. 2. Healing swims where play flows. 3. Executive presence is not control. It's the art of surrendering to motion. 4. Lila laughs at our rigidity. 5. The cleared aperture is where divine play enters. 6. You are not separate from the system. You are its playful expression. 7. Healing is not an act. It's a property of reality when we stop fighting it. 8. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. Playful breathing, beginner. Practice. Sit comfortably. Inhale deeply, imagining you are drawing in curiosity and playfulness. Exhale, imagining you are releasing tension or resistance. On the next inhale, imagine yourself as a leaf on the wind, light, fluid, without effort. Repeat for 3 minutes daily. 2. Deepening. The mirror of play, intermediate. Practice. Choose a task you usually approach with seriousness, e.g., writing a report, solving a problem. Before starting, ask yourself, how would I do this if I weren't afraid of getting it wrong? Work on the task for 15 minutes, fully embracing curiosity and experimentation. Afterward, reflect. Where did you feel most alive or playful? What resisted this approach? 3. Advanced, the group play lab advanced. Practice. Gather a small group, 3 to 5 people. Choose a complex challenge, e.g., designing a new product, solving an organizational issue. Divide into 2 phases. 1. Phase 1, 20 minutes work individually or in pairs with complete seriousness, no play allowed. 2. Phase 2, 20 minutes switch roles and approach the same challenge with full permission to play, e.g., drawing, acting, using humor. Compare outcomes. Reflect. Which phase produced more innovative or effective solutions? What did you learn about your relationship to rigidity versus play? 9. Citations. Nietzsche's quote on play is attributed to the Gay Science, 1882, but I should verify the exact phrasing. The concepts of self-organization, dissipative structures, and autopoiesis come from complexity science. Self-organization, Prigogine and Stengers, order out of chaos. Dissipative structures, Ilya Prigogine's work on thermodynamics and far from equilibrium systems. Autopoiesis, Maturana and Varela, the tree of knowledge. For the apertures metaphor, I might need to source this from a specific tradition or thinker. Citation needed. Apertures as cleared openings for healing or intelligence. Final chapter title. Lila in Motion. The Dance of Evolutionary Intelligence. Now, let's assemble all these elements into a cohesive chapter. The Dance of Lila. Cultivating divine play for executive presence. Tuning fork. Haiku. Morning light dances. A butterfly lands on my palm. The universe winks.
Profound quote.
Reality is not a static structure, but a dynamic play of forces, where the cosmic and the ridiculous are one. Citation needed, claim. Parable. Once upon a time in a bustling city, there was a CEO named Alex who was known for being stern, strategic, and unyielding. Meetings were tense, decisions were made with cold precision, and his team walked on eggshells around him. One day, during a particularly grueling negotiation, Alex found himself at an impasse. The other party was digging in their heels, and no amount of logic or data could sway them. Frustrated, Alex stormed out of the meeting room and into the park nearby. There, he stumbled upon a group of children playing tag. Their laughter was infectious, and for the first time in months, he felt a spark of joy. He watched as one child, trying to tag another, tripped over their own feet and fell into a heap of giggles. The other children didn't mock them. Instead, they cheered and joined in the laughter. Something shifted within Alex that day. He realized that play wasn't just for children. It was a way of being in the world that he had long forgotten. Over the next few weeks, he started to incorporate small moments of play into his leadership style. He'd ask his team to brainstorm ideas through role-playing scenarios. He'd share jokes during meetings when appropriate, and he'd encourage spontaneity in problem-solving sessions. What followed was a transformation not just in Alex's demeanor, but in the entire organization. Decisions became more innovative, team morale soared, and even his once rigid negotiations began to yield better results. The city's business climate noticed the change too, and soon, Alex was known not just for his strategic mind, but for his ability to lead with a playful, yet profound, presence.
Structure et technique.
Simple practices that scale over time. 1. The 5-minute play break. Before or after meetings, take 5 minutes to engage in a lighthearted activity, whether it's telling a joke, sharing a funny story, or even doing a quick round of improvisational exercises like yes and a technique from improv comedy where participants agree with each other's ideas and build on them. 2. Playful decision making. When faced with a complex decision, ask your team to approach it through different roles, e.g., Imagine you're a five-year-old explaining this problem or a futurist predicting its outcome in 10 years. This shifts the mindset from rigid logic to creative exploration. 3. The Lila Journal. Keep a journal where you reflect on moments of divine play in your day, whether it's a conversation that felt effortless, a creative breakthrough, or even a seemingly small moment of joy. Over time, this helps train your mind to recognize and invite more of these moments. Luminous definition.